All right, Grant, you're back.
Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a bunch of questions for you, and a lot of my followers sent in some questions for you. But do you want to start this off a certain way? Is there something you want to tell us?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I don't know. Just, like, thank you for the, like, kindness and, like, the support that you've, like, poured into the... I don't know, for everyone who watched the first episode, like, the love was felt. So thank you for that. And thank you, Thuraya, for even, like, grabbing me from, like, the start to, like, pull me over for this, because it's truly, like, changed the way that, like, the path my life has gone on, honestly. And so, yeah, it's beautiful. So just, yeah, thank you guys.
No, thank you, Grant. Seriously, I thought it was interesting the first time I met you, and I told you this right when you walked up to me. The first question I asked you was, well, first I said it's so cool that you were doing that, and then the first question I asked you was, do you do that often? And you said, no, not too often.
Yeah.
And then I feel like that's changed because we've kind of been in contact a little bit.
Right.
Are you dancing often now?
Yeah, it's dancing is pretty much what I do most of the time now. It's pretty much been like the emphasis in my life. Yeah, from that first moment of fear and, I don't know, worry about how I'd be perceived and just like stepping out of my comfort zone to now, it's been a complete 180. And then outside of those moments, like since the last time we talked, I had to get my car in Connecticut, so I made the trip out there and got my car, and I danced across a good chunk of the U.S. and meaning I would stop in each city, and I would put a camera down and dance in different parts of the city. I'd ask random people to just like film me and see what would happen. And it was scary, it was freaky. And then one of the most beautiful parts of it all is like in each city I would come with these signs, and I'd write like free dancing on them. I'd put a speaker down, and it's something I've wanted to do for a while, but never really had the guts to do it. I was just really afraid and scared. I loved it. Like people would come by and they would, even if it's just like a little shoulder shimmy, or they would like, some people would jump in and like fully dance, or some people would just like nod their head, like whatever it was like, it's extremely like special to me. And I think it's been a beautiful space. I cannot wait to share all this. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So, going back to the beginning, you said that, like, since that moment at the park when we met last time, what do you think it was about that moment? Because I guess, I mean, I think we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves, because I know so much about what you're doing already. My audience doesn't know.
Yeah.
So afterwards, after I uploaded the episode of you, you decided to start this project where, like, you're just going to be dancing across the U.S., right?
Yeah.
And that's what you've been doing. And I'm assuming that's what you meant by, like, your, like, everything shifted 180 and you wanted to do this project. And so I want to know, can you describe to us more what changed in your life to where you wanted to, like, commit to such a cool project?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for asking that. I really just, like, sat with myself for a long time, and I looked at myself in the mirror, and I really just, like, thought to myself, like, how do you want to, like, I asked myself this question. I asked myself, like, what do you think the world needs right now? And in that question, the follow-up question to that was, like, and what can you do, like, within your own power right now to, like, actually make it happen?
Yeah.
And I looked inwardly and was like, okay, I really like challenging myself. I really like putting myself in these, like, uncomfortable situations. And so I like wrote down a bunch of things like I wanted to challenge myself and do, and one of the biggest things was to like go dance and like nobody's watching, and put a speaker down and like invite people in. And those were two things on my list like before I came here. And then I was like, okay, I really want to share this with people too, and so I'm gonna like try to film it. And that was the first one that I the first like challenge I picked.
Wow.
Because I like wanted to do it the most.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, this is, I just want to do it. And so like, I feel like what I'm doing now is like the best way right now that I can like serve the world, you know, like that I can serve others. And like, and I really feel like I'm just like what I'm like meant to be doing for right now, like creating these spaces and dancing around, getting, I really want to just give people a journey that they can like actively be on that can like hopefully bring a smile or bring some joy. And yeah, who knows from there.
And so you've been kind of doing it for a while. Have you found that that is what happens?
Yeah, it's been really cool. It's been, there's been a lot of surprises along the way. I've noticed that like I've gone out and like I'll start dancing and people are like pulling their phones out. People are like recording. People are like laughing or like giving me like fist bumps. They're like, oh, nice. Like they're like, what are you listening to out there? You know, like what is that? And then I'll be like, oh, I'm listening to like Mary J. Blige. And they're like, oh, no way. And I like, freak out. So that's been cool, especially with like the signs and like free dancing. Like I never would have expected like the reaction there. Like so many people have come up to me and they're like, thank you so much. Like I really like needed this like in my life. And like, I need this right now. Or some people will come up and they'll like give me money. And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, no thanks. Like, I don't know what to do with that.
You don't
know?
Take
like,
it.
I, some people are like, you better take it. And I literally like try to find someone near me to like hand the money to.
So you've basically been like, I mean, not literally, but you've been dancing like nonstop since I last saw you. Like just,
for like 2 months, maybe a little under 2 months straight, and then going city to city. And it wasn't really planned. I was just like, let's see what happens. And, I've filmed it all. And now I'm basically just at the spot now where I just want to post it all like over about 2 months probably too.
Yeah.
And then get everyone up to date, and then from there it's like let's be in this journey together. Let's like dance. Like my goal, I want to like, I would love to like take everyone with me and like like dance around like the globe, you know, and like just keep dancing and spreading joy and smiles. And that's what makes it so tough right now, is that I have so much that I want to share,
right?
But also I have so much in me that's just ready to go, like keep dancing and go moving. But I know that I need to be patient and really get everyone caught up, because then everyone can be like truly along for the ride.
Yeah.
So.
And I want to plug this now early on in the episode. Basically, whatever Grant ends up doing, wherever he posts it, it's all going to be in the description. And yeah, you guys should follow along, and because I'm sure it's going to be, I've seen some of the clips. He sent me like little previews, and honestly, like I'm not even kidding. It's like some of the most like it, you just watch it. You know, when you watch something and you don't realize you're like smiling the whole time. And then by the end of it, you're like, dang, that was like one of the best things I've ever seen.
Wow.
And it's like, obviously it's you, you're the main thing, but then like the people around you, like their reactions, and then that clip you sent me of like the person doing like the voice, just talking over it. That was so
commentary
good.
Commentary is so good.
So he's going to have like different platforms he's going to be sharing it on, and we're going to have it all in the description. You guys should follow along, support him however he wants, because he definitely deserves it. And
thank you so much.
So yeah, so you just basically want to like, is your goal to just go to like every state? Like that would be a pretty sweet goal. You dance in every state or something.
Yeah, I mean, my goal honestly is like, right now my goal is to just like be as like authentic in this process as possible, you know, and share that in the most like authentic way with everyone. Like really letting people into my life. I'm like someone who doesn't share a lot with people. Like,
really?
It's like really hard for me to share like a lot of details about my life. But I really want to like kind of like push through that and really like allow people in. Like if you talk to a lot of people, like they don't really know like what I'm up to or what I'm doing. Like
even your close friends?
Yeah. Like it's like even like really hard for me to share with them. I think the more, like the more important it is to me, or like the more like meaningful it is to me, the harder it is to share.
Oh, wow.
And I know this is like so important to me that, and like, I think this is so much bigger than myself that I think that if I left it kind of like up to chance, like I wouldn't be able to like live with myself. Like that's, I like need to really like take it seriously. And I don't know. I wish I knew like the root of why I like don't share a ton, but maybe it's just like, yeah, like fear of like perception, or I want to just like stay true to like who I am, like, you know, on my journey, like in my, I don't know, how I interact with people, like as me. And I don't want to be so taken with like how people see me all the time.
Yeah.
So that's been a huge reason why I don't share too much.
Yeah.
Another big thing with like not sharing a lot is that I never felt like I was on like the track that I wanted to be on, you know?
What do you mean?
Like I've never felt like, I always felt like there was something else that I wanted to do. There was always something else that like I think would like fit me better. There was always something else that like I could be doing, and I would be happy where I was, but I know inside that like I wanted to be doing more. I wanted to be doing something a little bit more. And I think a huge reason why I haven't shared with so many people is because I haven't had that, like I've always been searching for that. And so like in that process, it's been hard to share because it's like, oh, I'm like trying to work on like getting there, trying to like work on getting there.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I feel like I'm at a spot where I'm like confident in what I'm doing.
This is it. Like this doesn't feel like, this feels like the thing that you've been wanting to do.
Yeah. And so absolutely. And it's crazy. And I feel like now with that, I just am excited to, share that. And throughout school and everything too, like, I was never someone who was able to like get a lot done on like a huge like study table or whatever with a bunch of people. Like I would literally be, I'd like try to find like empty halls.
Same.
And like, empty classrooms, and like how to just like be in my zone. And I guess that's just like the way I
work. Yeah, that's how I am too. Best.
Yeah.
I work better by myself. Yeah. So like one thing I keep telling you is like, Grant, you just got to do it. Right.
Yeah.
Like that's one of the main things. But then like, as you've shared more with me, I do realize that like, I also agree with you, and I'm not just saying this. I think it's like such a beautiful project that not only do you need to do it, but you need to do it right.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, and you're obviously like, you agree with that, and I think it's cool that you're taking your time to do everything. Before I started my YouTube channel, I was making like travel, like I was into like making travel films.
Yeah,
it was really cool, and like I got good feedback from people when I shared it, but like it almost felt like really empty. The only feeling people get left with that, or at least I do when I'm like watching cool travel videos, like, oh, they're so lucky, like I wish I was there too.
Sure.
And that's like not always a good feeling to be left with.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't have like the means to travel.
Yeah.
And then before I turned 27, I was like, let me just do it. And I started my project, and I've been just doing it for a while. And then it's felt fulfilling. It felt like the way you feel right now is how I felt at the beginning of my channel. It's like, this is like, this feels fulfilling. And then not only does it fulfill me, and I feel like it helps other people.
Yeah.
And I've been just like riding that wave for a long time. It's been like, it's going to be 4 years next month.
Wow.
Now I'm getting that feeling again where it's like, I feel like I could do more. Like there's like another level. Like I don't want to change what I'm doing, but it needs to go to another level.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's scary, and I've been trying to figure out what that is. But
yeah.
I think for me, it's also to just start traveling.
Yeah.
And then I can't just do it because I want to do it right.
Totally.
So it's pretty cool that like we're like at the same place, but you're like at the first level. I'm like at the second stage.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I think I need to travel, and I need to like there was like a really funny comment I got recently on one of my videos, because I always film at Balboa Park. Like 90% of my videos are here.
Yeah.
So they were like really sweet about it. They weren't being mean, but they just said like, Thraya, like I think we know what the people of Balboa Park are like. You know, you need to like expand.
Interesting. So.
Yeah, it's really hard, but I think everyone has that feeling where it's like, if they're doing something they don't like, they have that feeling where it's like, oh, I should be doing something else.
Sure.
But I think the sad part is most people don't like entertain it to the point where it could actually become a thing.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people too, like, might not even have like the ability to, you know, like,
yeah,
I think it's
the
just
privilege.
Like, yeah, like it's, you know, it's, I'm extremely lucky to be able to do this, what I'm doing right
Me
now.
Me too. And, yeah.
Yeah. when I said I wanted to do like these challenges and go out and push myself, like I was like, I want to do something that like is just gonna be like, like I think myself like alone that it's like enough. I don't know, I get like so like tensed up when I hear like finding your like market and like finding like your like audience and all that. It's just like, I really just am a believer, like I just want to like be true to like what I want to give to the world and do, and then like let the rest come.
Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
Yeah,
I've sent in.
Sounds good.
All right, cool. I'm gonna make my way down.
Oof.
All right, so for the audience, I asked my Instagram followers to send in some questions for Grant because a lot of them are huge fans. Well, the first one is from my mom.
Oh, awesome.
And she's like, she had a very specific question. She's like, you have to make sure you ask him right. So she wants to know if you could share some of the thoughts that have come to you in the middle of you dancing. Is there like, are there any thoughts, not like something like you, like maybe you were thinking of something already, but like while you've been in the moment, have there been any unique thoughts that have come to you that you think you'd be willing to share with us?
Sure.
And you could take your time to think about it, because I know it's like a very specific question.
Sure, yeah. I love that question. Thank you. Thank you, Thoraya's mother. What's her name?
Amina.
Thank you, Amina. I think it varies place to place. But when I was here doing the initial one, definitely the thoughts that were going through my head, it was, yeah, it's evolved a lot. During the San Diego one, Ababa Park, I was looking around everywhere to see if people were staring at me.
Okay.
And I was just like, in my head, I was like, oh gosh, they think I'm like crazy. They think I'm, I don't know. These people think I'm like super weird and doing this. And I don't, and I was just so, so worried about how I was being perceived. And then as I like kept going, people are just like, they look at me for a second and look away and like, oh, what? Okay, cool. I can just like do this and like be all right with it. And so the thoughts were like, okay, yeah, maybe I could just keep moving and dancing. And then within all those thoughts too, I'm like hearing the music and I'm just like trying to like move with the music and like let go of all thoughts.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think those have been big ones at the start, just like fear, like looking around, just like, oh goodness. And then as time has gone on and up to now, I truly like usually I would just play the music and go, but I'll like play a song and I'll take time to like take a breath and really just like move my shoulders and like almost like release a little bit of like what I think, like, I don't know, might come into my mind, and really just be like, however people look at you, like you were saying before, it's like that's out of your control, but you can control just like letting this music take you and like be free in that, and just like letting my body just like react to the music. And that was, those are the times where I feel like most free and like most like myself, you know. I think the thoughts in my head are mostly, it's mostly just trying to be as true to like the music and like the experience of letting go as possible. Right.
It sounds like the moments that like you love are when you aren't really thinking then.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, that definitely answers the question. Thank you for that.
Of course. And those are like the most like, it seems to be like most like powerful moments too.
Yeah.
Like even for like an onlooker, if you took it from their perspective, like, I don't know. If I was to watch someone like dancing, I think I would be like most appreciative of them, just like completely in it, like immersed in it.
I mean, that's how I felt. So. That's how my cousin and I both felt when we saw you.
Yeah.
And so that was the first day you had started doing that?
That was the first time, yeah.
So it's crazy that even when you were like, you felt like you weren't really in the moment that day, right?
I feel like I got slowly got to it, but I wasn't definitely completely not there now.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, you seemed that way to us.
That's
like,
awesome.
He was so excited. He's like, please go ask him. And yeah, that's crazy that was the first day that you started it.
Yeah.
And then that's when we met.
Yeah.
I feel like it was meant to happen.
What's his name again?
Aras.
Aras? Aras.
Yeah.
Aras. Uh-huh. Aras, you're the man. You're the man. I appreciate your support so much.
So, another question. They said, advice to someone who constantly, in capitals you put constantly, they put constantly, cares what other people think of them. Help.
There's a couple things that could be helpful. One of them is to be able to, like, look inwardly and see and feel what, you know, you truly want, and I guess, like, yeah, want to say or want to do, whatever it may be, and try to eliminate the outside opinions and just look at yourself and be like, okay, what do I really feel and want right now or want to do? And that might be a good step just initially, but I think there's more to it. I think also it's important for me, I really try to remind myself, I try to think of, so we're in San Diego right now, and I try to think of the globe, and I try to think of myself in San Diego. You know how in, like, Google Maps, you, like, can really, like, pop out?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I try to, like, really just, like, pinpoint my location, really just, like, zoom out. Just really, really zoom out. And even to, like, yeah, just, like, in space, the globe doesn't even look big. And I try to really think, like, wow, okay, this might not mean as much as I think it does, but then, you know, you still, like, do feel the pressure, and it is still hard to not worry about what other people think of you. And then I think, okay, well, let's think about timelines. Earth has been around for so long, billions of years. I'm on Earth for, I don't know, what's the average, like, 80 years? Mm-hmm. I'm on Earth for that long. Okay, well, okay, maybe I shouldn't worry. Okay, maybe, okay, if I'm this small, I'm so zoomed out, if I'm on the timeline and have this amount of time, it's, like, so, it's even smaller, and I just think about what I really want, then, like, maybe I will just do it. And honestly, I think, like, it's really hard, but I have noticed, like, I want people to see me for what I believe and who I am, like, completely raw, and, like, let that be what they see and let that be what they react to, opposed to me presenting something that isn't myself, that that they kind of try to interpret, that I won't even be able to understand how they really feel because it's not really me. So zooming out, thinking of the timeline, trying to just, like, understand what you really want. And then just, I guess, a challenge to you, when you do feel a lot of the pressure, it's going to feel like the hardest thing to do to actually go and just, like, do what you want to do without worry of what other people think of you. But I challenge you to just take one small step, and whatever that might be, to just try it. Just try it once and see how it feels and see what happens. Just give it one go. Just you can make it, like, you can make it your experiment, right? Yeah. And then go from there. But yeah.
Great. That was so good.
Thank you.
I love that so much. I'm going to use that too. I'm, like, the cool. Whole, like, as you were saying it, I was doing it, and I swear awesome. To you, like, I know it's going to help.
That's beautiful. I've been writing a lot on my hand recently, and another thing that I try to do, I don't have any tattoos. I might get this tattoo. I don't know. But, like, you know, your pulse is right here.
Right.
And I think I've been writing gravy on it.
Okay.
Which, I don't know what you think of that initially, but the reason why I put it there is because, like, if I can, like, feel my pulse, like, I can feel it right now.
Uh-huh.
Beat.
Let me feel mine.
Hey. Yeah.
Everyone, feel your pulse right now.
Just right here.
Okay, I feel mine.
So if I feel that, then, like, I'm like, living. Like, I'm breathing. I'm, like, my heart is beating.
Yeah.
And then I write gravy over it, because if I'm doing that, like, that's beautiful on its own. Like, everything else that happens is gravy, you know? Everything. It's, like, icing on the cake, cherry on top, like... I, like, we are like living, you know?
Yeah.
And that's such a beautiful thing. And yeah, it's just, I constantly need to remind myself of this.
Why the word gravy, though?
I don't know. That's just such a good question, because it's not really applicable. I don't really eat like mashed potatoes often, but like, I don't know. That just makes sense to me. It could be like icing. It could be like whatever is your treat, you know, like that's just like the pinnacle, right?
Gravy somehow makes sense for you, though.
Yeah, for some reason it like makes sense. I don't know why.
I love it. So you're thinking of getting the tattoo right
there? I mean, I've just like voiced that into the world, so that might be.
I don't know. Are you kind of scared of getting?
I'm scared of one.
Same.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like so permanent.
Exactly.
But.
Exactly.
Yeah. Every time I try to think of one to get, mine would also be like on my wrist or something. But recently I thought it would be cool because like when I hold the camera, it's like I think it would be cool if I got like Be Kind on there, so like when I'm holding the camera, it shows it too.
That is cool.
But I don't know, let me know when you get yours, maybe. I'll go.
yeah
but
it, like that itself, like that phrase and like being right there, for some reason it just like, it almost just like takes you from like, imagine yourself like as a leaf like flying in the wind, you know. And it just like immediately just like, whoosh, just like puts you on ground, right? Puts your feet down.
Right.
And you're like, whoa. Like, you can like start to sense things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I forget to sense things so often. Like, you know, I see a lot, but like, what am I always hearing, you know? What am I always feeling? What am I always tasting or smelling, you know? Like, those are also things that really like bring me down to like, all right, I'm like, this is so beautiful on its own, you know?
Right.
Very hard things to like stay cognizant of and keep practicing, but yeah, trying.
All right, let me go to the next question. A lot of people are saying that we should dance after the podcast again.
I honestly think we should go into Balboa Park with a sign that says free dancing and put a speaker down and dance.
Oh my god. What's your favorite unconditional song you listen to forever, like you could listen to whenever, I guess is what they mean?
There's not, I wouldn't say there's one, but there's like the playlist that I use to like dance a lot. There are tons of songs on there that I absolutely like adore. I'm like, it's really hard for me to like pick favorites in anything or anyway, but
yeah, actually that brings me to the next question. Yeah. A few people asked this, if you'd be willing to share your playlist that you dance to.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. I've actually like been wanting to do that, and I've also been wanting to throughout the travels that I've had, people have like requested songs.
Okay.
And I've created a separate playlist of like all the song requests I've gotten, so
okay,
I'd love to. Yeah. Okay.
So we'll put it in the description for you guys.
Yeah.
Someone said, have you been able to keep to the calling instead of texting? Because I think last time you mentioned that you like to call people. I thought you told me that off camera. I was so confused when I read this question.
That's interesting.
Two people. Maybe I met. Did I mention it in another one?
I don't know.
Yeah, two people. When I was like next to my cousin when I was reading this, I was like, he didn't say that on camera.
Yeah.
And two people.
I thought that was like by your car. Question,
right?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. I have to go back and watch the episode, but I'm almost positive you didn't say that on camera.
That's crazy.
Yeah, two people asked that question. So you, I mean, I hope you said it on camera, because otherwise that's really creepy. Who is this person? Maybe it's someone you know.
That's crazy.
So that's probably the last question I'll end with, but there's a question I forgot to ask you from one of my cousins.
Sure.
She's wondering if you'd be down to share what your zodiac sign is.
I don't even know.
When's your birthday?
July.
July what?
25th.
I knew it. You're Leo. I'm a Leo too.
Nice.
My birthday's on July 29th.
Nice. Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
But anyways, here are some things people wanted me to share with you, okay?
Awesome.
Your energy is inspiring and so appreciated in the world.
Wow.
This might be a little awkward for you to hear, but yeah. I think you should hear it, okay?
Appreciate it.
Another person said, he's just so charming, and I don't think it's just about his appearance. but also his bravery. Mm. I think about you all the time, and you bring a smile to my face often.
Right.
Grateful for you. Thank you for reminding me that although the world has changed, life can still be good again. Yeah. Someone said, you're right, dancing like no one's watching is the best cure. Hmm. I haven't even met you, and I am in love with your vibe. The video inspired me to open up and dance. It was beautiful watching you take up your space on this earth so gracefully and unbothered. Keep dancing, man, from someone who is sometimes afraid to take up space.
Mm.
The genuineness of your dancing touched me a lot and reminded me of what it means to feel free inside. His hair is literally perfect, and he's one of the prettiest people I've ever seen. I really like the way he radiates happiness. Even watching his video, I was so happy to see him happy. Such a precious being. Would love to see his face without a mask. So there was someone who said,
should I take it off?
You could, yeah, if you want. Yeah. There you go. There's Grant, everyone.
There is.
Loved your dancing. Kind of brought tears to my eyes watching y'all dance last time. Dear Grant, you are a gem. I hope you remain like this for the rest of your life. I love how you can be yourself in front of everyone. It takes a lot of courage. I hope I can do that too one day. Keep being you and doing the amazing things that you are. P.S. I've enjoyed my public dance parties. Hey, yo, the vibe you gave off was breathtaking. Continue this vibe. Stay happy forever. Let God bless you. Thank you for making the world a little lighter and a little happier. He's inspired me to jump rope in public more freely, and you both have given me so much help.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You probably have no idea how big a difference you've made in people's daily lives. Mm. If I ever go to your city and see you dancing, I would 100% join.
Nice.
You're a free, beautiful soul, hard to find nowadays. So those were it from the followers, and then how did it feel hearing that?
It's crazy.
Right? And that's there's crazy. Like, there's way more people too. Like, you really are, you're something special, and I think it's really cool that you've finally found what you want to do to kind of, like, you know, spread kindness and, like, make other people leave their comfort zone as well. You've already done it with so many people. You did it with me. And yeah, I don't know, what are your ending thoughts?
Yeah, well, just like, thank you so much for saying that and saying, like, reading those off, and thank you to everyone for saying those extremely kind words. Hearing that is, it's not, I guess, like, easy to just, like, take it in, but it's really inspiring, and it's really motivating to, and confirming that, you know, this is what I really want to do and keep doing. And I'm a huge mix of gratefulness and excitement. The goal is to just bring, you know, some joy, a smile, you know, to whoever watches, whoever encounters. And yeah, this, like, journey that I'm on is, like, it's not just my journey. Like, this is a journey that I truly feel like is for us all. I think we all have a piece and a crucial part in the journey, and I definitely don't want to be doing this just for myself. I think this is something that I want to do together with everyone and invite everyone to be a complete part of. Thank you. You are all more than invited and will be so appreciated. So thank you.
One more thing before everyone goes. That's the end of we're at the end of the episode, but everyone, please, so make sure, we'll have all of Grant's links in the description, and make sure to follow along on the journey. What's your handle going to be? Let's just say it on camera too.
It's at Grant Mooney. So GRANTMOONEY. That's my name.
Okay.
So it's just that.
Okay. Yeah. So everyone find him, and yeah, I guess we're going to dance again. There you go.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks.
Thank you, Grant.
I had to say it. Throw it in.
That's perfect.
So let's dance. Let's dance.
All right, everyone. We're going to end this episode a little bit different than usual. I want you all to drop everything you're doing, grab your headphones, plug them in, and I'm going to play a song for us all to dance to. And I'll give you some time to grab your headphones. And in the meantime, just remember you can watch all these episodes on my YouTube channel if you search my name, Thoraya, Thoraya. The song I'm going to play for us to dance to is called Always My Forever by Mike Maines. I hope you guys are ready because I'm going to play the song in 3, 2, 1.